Marka.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll give it another minute or two.
Are we on Psalms 18?
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, Father, we're on Psalm 18. Good morning, all. The handouts for today, for sure we will be using the Yearning for Redemption PDF, and we're at Psalm 18. Today we'll be saying the Hebrew all in a row. And we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. We may, depending on timing, start Psalm 19, but I don't expect really that to happen. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kononeihu. Lam Natseach Le'eved Adonai Elohei Wahei Le'David Asher Diber La'Adonai Elohei Wahei Et Divrei Hashira Azut B'yom Tehi Tzil Adonai Elohei Wahei Oto Mikach Kol Oyavav Umiyad Shaul Vayomar Archamtcha Adonai Elohei Wahei Chizki Adonai Elohei Wahei Sali sudati halti eli uri echese bo magimi wekeren yishi miskabi. Mechulal ekra Adonai Elohei Wahei Umin Oyevai Ivashea Afafuni Hevlei Mavet Benachalei Beliyaal Yiva'atuni Hevlei Sheol Sivavuni Kadmuni Mokshi, Mokshe, Mavet, Batfarli Ekra, Adonai Elohei Wahei, Wiel Elohai, Ashaveya, Yishma Mehekalo, Koli Vishavati, Lefanav Tavo, Yaznav Batigash Batirash Haretsumoste Harim Yirgazu Vaitgazu Kiharalo Alashan Ve'apo ve'esh mipiv tokel gachalim varu mimenu vayet shamayim vayirad ve'arafel tachat raglav vayirkav al tiru ve'yaof Vayeda al kamfei katot cheshkat ma'im anve shechakim menoga negdo avav avru barad begachaleish vayirem b'shamayim Adonai Yohe Wahe Be'el Yon Titen Kolo Barad B'gachal E'esh V'yishlach Hitzav V'yifitzem U'rakim Rav V'yechumem V'yira'u Afike ma'im v'yigalu mostot tevel migaratza Adonai Yohe Wahe minishmat ruach apecha yishlach mimarom yikacheni Yam sheni mimayim rabim yatzileni me'ovi az umis ne'ay ki yam tu mimeni yakha'i Yekadnuni B'yomei divayehi Adonai Yohe Wahe L'mishan li V'yat yotzieni L'merchav yechalseni Ki chafetz bi Yigmeleni Adonai Yohe Wahe Ketzid ki kivor yadai Yashiv li Ki shamarti Darke Adonai Yohe Wahe Willo rashati Me'elohai Ki kol mishpatav l'negdi v'chukotav lo asir meni ve'ehi tamim imo v'yeshtamer me'avoni v'yashev Adonai Yohe Wahe li ketzid k'yei Kevor yadai l'neged aynav Im chasid titchasar Im gevar tamim titamam Im navar titbarar Im mekesh titpaktal Ki ata amani toshia v'enayim Ramotashpil Ki ata tair Neri Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohai Agiha Ki becha arutz Gildud uvelohai Adaleg Shor Ha'el Tamim Darko Imrat Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzeruf Ha'magen Hu Leko Ha'chosim Bo Ki Mi Eloha Mi Balade Adonai Yohe Wahe Umitzur Sulati Eloheinu Ha'el Hamazreni Chayil Vayiten Tamim darki mishave raglai ka'ayalot li'albemotai ya'amidemi milamed yadai la'milchama v'nichata kashet nechusha zerota vatiten li magen yishecha v'mincha v'an v'atcha tarbeni tarchit adit achtai v'lo ma'arotu karsuli karsulai erdofo yavai v'yasi igem v'lo ashuv ad kelotam emchatem v'lo yuchlu kum yiplu tachat raglai v'at azreni chayil amilchama Tachriya kamay tachtay v'yayavay natata liyoref umsanchay atzmitem yeshavu v'ein moshia al Adonai yohewahay v'lo anam Vayeshakim Kiafar Alpane Ruach Ketit Hutzot Arikim Tifalteni Merive Amtesimeni Liroshkoim Amlo Yadati Yaaduni L'shema ozem yishme'u li b'nei g'nechar yekachashu li b'nei g'nevar b'nei nechar yibolu v'yachregu mimisgirotechem Chai Adonai Yohewahe Uvaruch Tzuri V'yarum Elohe Yishi Ha'el Hanoten Nekamot Li V'yad Beramim Tachtai Tifalti me'avai af min kame tiromeni me'ish chamas tatzileni al keno decha bagoyim adonai yohewahe Ushimcha azamera magdil yeshuot malko biose kesed limshicho lidavid uzaro adolam If I had known it would go this quickly, we would have done this on Friday. So, if we go to the Palms landing page for Tehillim 19, this psalm is said on the third day of the monthly cycle. To behold Hashem's might, one should look to the heavens, to the sun, and to the Torah, from which awesome miracles and wonders can be perceived, wonders that lead the creations to tell of God's glory. This is the Kavanah that is the traditional Kavanah to use when saying Psalm 19. The first word is a combination of Lam Natseach and Mizmor. The Hebrew of Lam Natseach is often translated as dedicated to the orchestra leader, who grants eternal victory. The second word is Mizmor LeDavid, which in Hebrew is a cutting word, a pruning word. And we refer you to page 6 of the introduction to Rabbi Sutton's PDF, and I strongly recommend people to read the introduction. There is a lot of good Kabbalistic material in that introduction. There are 15 verses in Psalm 19. The number 15 connects to Yud-Heh of the four-letter name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. These are the upper worlds of Atzilut and Briah. Other words in Hebrew with the same gematria is Hod, meaning splendor, and is also a Sephirah with the inner essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Aviv, the month of the Exodus, has this same gematria. Aviv translates as spring, which is almost upon us in our world today. It is also connected to Hebrew words that mean elevation, but also to conceal. And the 41st of the 72 names has this gematria of 15. And its meaning, its essence, is a vessel, as in the desire to receive. The name consists of three letter Hays: Hay on the right, Hay on the left, and Hay in the center. Returning to the Yearning for Redemption PDF and reading the commentary by Rabbi Sutton. King David begins Tehillim 19 with 7 verses describing the wonders of Hashem's creation, which he made in 7 days. From verse 8 onwards, he describes the wonders of the Torah, which transcends the 7 of creation. As a commentary, just to remind you, the Torah is considered Zerampin. The Torah is considered spiritual. The Torah is considered heaven. The symbolism of the sacred numbers 7 and 8 permeates the Torah. 8 represents the level of Hashem's infinite light, the light of the world that is coming, that shines over and above creation, and which he reveals only at special times when he deems it necessary to give us a glimpse of the eternity that lies beyond our world. 7 represents our task of drawing that light down into our lives and internalizing it, even in this world, of this physical world. The point is always to unify the two, to join the two. first verse. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid. I don't think we've had a psalm with just those three words as the first verse before. Lam natseach, dedicated to the master, the conductor of creation who grants eternity to Israel through his Torah. And you'll notice that's a slightly different English translation than elsewhere that Rabbi Sutton did. And he was essentially, and it points out, that when he translates the first verse, he is essentially translating the inner essence of the whole psalm, because everything is in the one, the first of anything, the one of anything, has all of its essence, all of its energy. Mizmor leDavid, a cutting, pruning song by David. The second verse. Hashemayim v'saprim kivod el umaseh yadav magid harakia. The heavens, the stars, the galaxies, the great expanses of the universe relate, they radiate, they reveal the glory of Almighty Hashem, who created them. The biosphere attests to being his continuous handiwork. Footnote 37. Hashamayim mesatirim, the heavens relate, radiate, and reveal the glory of Hashem. Sapir, the root of the word mesatirim, is usually translated as declare or relate. In other words, some form of verbal communication. Sapir, the source of the English word sapphire, also translates as shining or radiating. Certainly the heavenly bodies that we see when we look up at the sky, whether the sun in broad daylight or the moon, the planets, and the starry galaxies at night, do not speak in any literal way. Nevertheless, their orderly parade across the sky bespeaks and communicates something extremely important to us, namely that they and the entire universe of which they are part are the product of intelligent design. This intelligent design involves the transformation of light energy into matter. Knowing this, we can work backwards from matter to energy, from a world that hides God to a world that reveals Him. The same idea is contained in the second half of our verse. Uma asei adav magid harakia. The biosphere attests to being His continuous handiwork. According to the sage Malbim, rakia, usually translated as firmament, is a catchword for the different layers of atmosphere that make planet Earth hospitable to life as we know it. He writes that Hashem's command on the second day of creation that a rakia divide between the upper waters and the lower waters was one stage in a larger process that began on the first day. Basically, the entire process involved bringing forth a physical earth that can support life as we know it from higher energy states in which all physical matter would be, as he put it, incinerated. In the Midrash, this congealing of energy into matter is expressed as, on the first day, things were soft and moist, whereas on the second, things began to harden. As Dr. Zvi Feyer of Blessed Memory points out, in his translation of Malbim, the Earth's atmosphere divides into troposphere, stratosphere, and ionosphere. The troposphere extends to about 5 miles above sea level at the poles and 10 miles above sea level at the equator. The average temperature at the bottom of the troposphere is about 40 degrees centigrade, while at the top, the temperature drops to about minus 60 degrees centigrade. Just as a quick uh, 40 degrees centigrade would be about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Minus 60 would be about 135 minus Fahrenheit. No, I went the wrong way on that. It would be 90 Fahrenheit. Except for certain exceptions, the temperature thereafter remains practically constant. This critical elevation is called the tropopause. It is this tropopause which may be identified with the rikia, which acts as a partition. Above that is the stratosphere, where the temperature remains fairly constant, minus 50 degrees centigrade. Above 50 miles is the ionosphere. And above the 50 miles, we have something called the Van Allen belts. And there are 7 levels of Van Allen belts. Just for additional information, why there are 7, you should know. The Van Allen belts literally protect the lower levels of the atmosphere, all the 3 levels he's mentioned. They protect it from much of the harmful radiation that is outside of the Earth's atmosphere. And if that were to come into the atmosphere unimpeded, would make the Earth too warm and would make life as we know it impossible to exist due to the radiation involved. The Van Allen belts protect us primarily from solar radiation, but also from other forms of radiation as well. The 3rd verse. Yom liyom yabiya omer v'layla Lalaila Adonai Ohewahe Dat. Even the fact that one day follows another bespeaks the active power of Hashem's creative word. footnote 38. While night after night divulges his omniscient, all-knowing, footnote 39. Reading footnote 38. Compare with what we say in our prayers every morning. He mercifully illuminates the earth and its inhabitants each morning with the light of the sun. In his Tov, his goodness, he renews each day continuously the act of creation. This comes from a prayer we say before the Shema Yisrael in the morning, the blessing of Yotzer Or. Hashem's Tov, his goodness, is the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, with which he brought all creation into existence. It is called Or HaGanuz because although it seems to have been withdrawn completely, it is nevertheless always present and operating behind the scenes. This equivalency of the hidden light with Hashem's absolute goodness is based on the verses. He saw the Or light, the Or, the light, that it was Tov, good. And how great is the Tov, the goodness that you stored away for those who revere you. Psalm 31. And now for footnote 39. Hirsch, each day allows a speech, an utterance, an expression bringing about its own realization, to flow forth, to be passed on, and to thereby be brought nearer to acceptance and realization. It is a dictum which continually, from day to day, is brought closer to realization. Every day's life carries on the work which was begun on the previous day and interrupted by the night. This totality of daily life, both as a whole and in all its parts, is one single creative and governing dictum. One, Omer, one word of creation, the experience of night, will revive and keep alive the realization that one knower, one da'at, watches over the entire world as it lies languid and with sleep. Scroll down to the next page underneath. The knower neither slumbers nor sleeps, and knows the whole and every part thereof. It watches over all things with loving care, and lets them reawaken. One day thus speaks to the other, rise up and serve the Omer, the word of the Master. And one night says to the other, lie down in peace. There is one knower that watches over you. Verse 4. Ein omer ve'ein devarim b'li nishma kolam. True, there is no speech and there are no words. Their voice, the subtle message behind all these heavenly phenomena, cannot be heard in any literal sense. But know it is there. Seven words connecting to the physical world. Twenty-six letters to connect to Hashem's name, his gematria of 26 of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, not only does it reveal the physical connection to the physical world, it reveals who is the creator, Hashem. The fifth verse. V'kol ha'aretz yatzakawam uvikzeh tevel melechem la'shemesh samohel ba'hem. Nevertheless, their jurisdiction extends over the entire earth, and their message is broadcast to the farthest ends of the inhabited world. Footnote 40. He, Hashem, thus sets the sun in their midst, under the canopy of the heavens, to give light. Footnote 41. Nevertheless, their jurisdiction extends over the entire earth, and their message is broadcast to the farthest ends of the inhabited world. In Hebrew, this reads, V'chol ha'aretz yatsa kavam. The meaning of kavam is uncertain. Most ancient commentators understand kavam as their kavim, their measuring line or lines, the measuring lines of the heavens which are stretched out over the earth. Even Radak, who knows kavam, binyanam, their buildings or structures, refers to the ancient way of staking off an area. So too, by way of analogy, did Hashem set all the stars and spheres in perfect array above the earth. Based on the above, Rabbi Hirsch writes, Kav is the measuring line. See the same expression in Jeremiah. The Yatsa Od Kav Hamida Negdo. And another measuring line will go forth against it. Referring to the laying out of a measuring line in order to stake off a certain territory for a definite purpose. Here it means that the measuring line goes forth from the heavens over all the earth. That is, heaven assigns and sets the bounds for the development of and oversees and has jurisdiction over every living thing on earth. Amos Chacham writes, Yatsa Kavam, their line goes forth, is an enigmatic expression. The Hebrew is Bitui Satum. Perhaps Kavam refers here to a form or speech or call. Another explanation, a kav is a string, perhaps in this case, the string of a musical instrument. The meaning would then be, the sweetness of their music, the music of the heavens, goes forth. Another explanation, a kav is a string that is used to cordon off a designated area, as in V'yatsa od kav hamida negdo. And another measuring line will go forth against it. It is also possible to explain thus, kavam is inyanam, mishpatam, their matters, their judgments, their jurisdictions. This would be similar to Visamti mishpat lekav, utzedaka lemishkalet. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the weight. This would refer to the fact that the judgments of heaven are revealed on earth. Finally, Kavam could mean Oram, their lights, as light is sometimes seen in the heavens in the form of rays of light breaking through the clouds. Footnote 41. Well, before I go on to footnote 41, The idea of a line, the word kav in Hebrew, as this commentary is expressing it as a string, could be referring to the modern string theory of physics, which says that all atoms, even the subparticles of atoms, are composed of little tiny, not even tiny applies to it, they're infinitesimally small strings that vibrate. And the way, the frequency that they vibrate determines whether they become electrons, neutrons, protons. And this string theory explains many of the anomalies that are not explained by Einstein's theory of relativity. Although the concept of relativity also applies to the strings. The 41st footnote, the words La Shemesh Sam Ohel Bahem are usually translated, He set the sun in their midst, under the tent, the canopy of the heavens. Avnei Eliyahu and Rabbi Yaakov Emden maintain that Ohel means not only a tent, a canopy, but derives from the root hal, meaning light, as in the English halo, which is a kind of light or a kind of aura. Avnei Eliyahu thus wrote, He set the sun in their midst to shine through them. First, the root of the word Ohel is hal, as in Bihilo, Nero Ale Roshi, with the halo, the aura, the luminosity of his candle above my head, a verse from Job. Next, he, King David, specifically used the expression, Ohel Bahem, shine through them. The reason for this is, as we have explained elsewhere, that the light of the sun comes to us by way of the various layers of the rakia, the firmament, the troposphere, the stratosphere, and the ionosphere. For the rakia absorbs the light of the sun and breaks it down in such a way that it arrives at our eyes. Our eyes perceive it, but in such a way that we are not injured or destroyed by it. Returning back to the verse, trying to remember which verse number I'm in. We just completed, those commentaries were in from verse 5. So verse 6. Vehu kachatam yotze mehu pato. Yasis kegibor larutz orach. Every morning it resembles a bridegroom stepping forth from his wedding canopy, rejoicing like a strong runner traversing his course. 7 words connecting to the physical world. Two letters representing the connection to the 32 gates of wisdom. The 7th, the soup. Mikse hashamayim motzao utkufato al kitzotam. Ve'en nistar mechamato. Its point of departure is always at the eastern horizon of the heavens. From there it runs its circuit to their western extremity. Nothing is hidden from its heat. Nine words which would connect to the Sephira of Yesod, of creation. It is at this point, as Rabbi Sutton was explaining, that starting with the next verse, we transition from the heavens, from the stars and the sun and the moon and the planets, we transition to verses discussing the Torah itself. And I am going to stop here because we would not have enough time to finish. I would hope by tomorrow we would be able to do the balance of Psalm 19 and also Psalm 20 so that we can get back on the pattern of full Psalms in each recording. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself to ask questions, I will mention that tonight's classes are at 4:30 West Coast time, a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Noah, and at 7 o'clock, a class on the essays by Rabbi Ashlag. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., all of these times are West Coast times, we will again convene for our Tanit Dibur study. Does anyone have any questions? If not, I wish you all a beautiful week. Shalom to all. Peace to all. Happiness and joy to all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom. Happiness and joy to you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.